Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. The Preds back in action tonight, hosting the Seattle Kraken. They'll host them tonight and host them again coming up on Saturday as well. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach John Hines. John, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, John, we talked after the game Saturday, and I felt like your guys played really hard in that game against Winnipeg, and a tough loss in overtime. Obviously, you lose Roman in that game, and you just didn't have it the next night against the Rangers. What did you make of the way your young group in particular responded in the Buffalo game, hanging up seven goals?
Well, it was a great response. You know, as you said, I thought the Winnipeg game was a hard-fought battle, and then I think losing Roman was, you know, just what it does, I think, to the players. He's such a, you know, he's a leader on the ice. He's a leader off the ice. And I think with the amount of veteran guys we had out of the lineup to go into New York, who was playing really, really well. And, you know, I think we were a little overwhelmed by the moment, just, you know, how good a team they were and how they played. And then obviously the quick goals that went in kind of got back on our heels a little bit. But, you know, we didn't overreact to it. It was a lesson we had to take out of it. And I think it was, how are we going to respond? And, you know, part of the lessons we took out of that game was, I think just our level of detail wasn't what it needed to be. And we tightened up some of those areas, but also talked to the group about, you know, this is an opportunity for this group to respond to a tough loss. We really hadn't had a game like that since really the deadline, since we had all the changes. And I thought it was a really good response. I think the areas that we wanted to get better in, our attention to detail, our ability to check the right way was really good, and we checked really well for offense, and you saw the result of that. So it's something we can certainly build on.
Got Joe audio problems there. We'll get Joe back in here in a second. John, just following up on that, Luke Evangelista, obviously, 4 points in one period the other night. He's been we've talked to you about him so many times since he's come up, but to have a game like that, to have a period like that, we've talked about physically how he's got to mature, but what do you make of the way that he just continues to settle in and be productive for you guys?
Well, it's been pretty impressive, and I think, you know, there's also the physical attributes that we talked about that he has to, you know, just naturally as he gets bigger and stronger in training and he just gets more mature as a young man is something that's going to happen naturally along with the work that he's going to have to put in. But, you know, that's the beauty of the game of hockey. I think when you have a high hockey sense, high hockey IQ, he's a fearless kid. You know, he's got some moxie and swagger to his game. He sees plays. He's able to make plays. You know, sometimes when you're a playmaker like that, you are going to make some mistakes. But he doesn't go into a shell. He can move on from it. He's got a great attitude, and I think that's what's allowed him to be successful. Even though he's not the most physically mature player at this point right now, it's his hockey sense, it's his hockey IQ, the swagger that he plays with, and he's a competitive kid. You know, he's been hit a few times hard, bounces right back up, stays in the play. You know, he hurt his shoulder when we were out on the road trip. And it was almost like we had, you know, he wanted to play, and we had to basically, you know, from a medical standpoint, just say, hey, it's in the best interest if we, you know, you take a game off and let it heal a little bit more. And that's what you like about him. And that's the signs of a really good player.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to ask, John, is with Luke, but not just Luke, some of these other guys. I know that people talk about whatever, like the rookie wall. I mean, sometimes you can come into this league and then at some point the physicality consistently can grind you down a little bit. What are you seeing from those guys in terms of that kind of being able to handle this higher level of play on a, you know, night in, night out basis right now?
Yeah, Joe, I'm really glad your audio came back. Wouldn't be the same without you.
Really would.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, it's been a little hit or miss with those guys. It is a grind, you know. Like, I think some of the benefits possibly is that they weren't here all year, so it hasn't been an NHL grind for those guys. Up to this point in the season, you know, I also think that there is a real hunger. I mean, they're, you know, when you see these guys at the rink every day, I mean, they're excited to be here. They're hungry. You know, they want to make the most of their opportunity. You know, they also realize there's another league, you know, riding the bus and, and the differences in the American League to the NHL is something that all these kids, like, they're making the most of every day. And I think that's really helped carry them and helped carry our team. But I think the other part of it is there are challenges. You know, you look at the Ranger game where, you know, it is a back-to-back against a team that is, you know, projected to probably get to the conference final, if not the Stanley Cup finals. And just the speed and, you know, the physicality and the attention to detail that those players play with, particularly at this time of the year, it was a real challenge for us. And I think when you look at even the upcoming schedule, you know, two at Seattle, at Boston, at Pittsburgh, you know, those are all heavyweight teams that are in the playoffs. You know, Pittsburgh's fighting for a playoff spot, but, you know, they're an elite team. That, you know, now the challenge is really going to come. How do we handle those style of games, those type of teams night in and night out? You know, we also have Toronto on Sunday. You know, so we have some heavyweights coming into play, and the style of game is going to be really, really demanding. And that's, you know, that's the challenge we have to face. We're going to try to help those guys through it. But, you know, I think that's where you realize how hard the league is going to be. But I'm confident that these guys are going to be they're going to be able to respond and handle it the right way.
Preds head coach John Hines with us here on Robbie and Rexroad. So, John, you guys actually got some good news on the injury front the other night with Ryan McDonagh coming back in there, which was a nice change of pace for you guys. Where are you currently on the injury standpoint with Roman and Phillip and Parsonen and all these different guys that have been out, and how nice was it to get McDonagh back in there the other night?
Well, it was really nice to get Ryan back in. You know, I do think it was a big, you know, it was a big change for the group to not have guys like, you know, basically the veteran players we had in the lineup in New York was Colton Sissons, Matt Duchene, and Tyson Barrie, who all did a good job the best they could. But, you know, not to have like a Roman or a McDonagh in the room that had been helping through this whole process from the trade deadline, you know, with all the changes. You know, those are two big leaders on our team that were out on and off the ice. So it was really nice to get Ryan back. You could just tell the feeling in the room. It was like, you know, the things that he says, his presence, how he plays. It was a big help to get him back. So we were excited for that, and he had a really good game. As far as Roman's day-to-day, Phillip, Parson, and Carey are not day-to-day at this point.
So if and when you get everybody back, John, I don't know if you've thought about this, but like obviously we were talking the other day about really some interesting lineup decisions, I guess in particular with the forwards. But, you know, I guess how would you view that if you can get everybody back? Have you thought about that, where everybody would fit now in kind of this new reformed lineup?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, obviously, you know, you'd like to be able to have those guys back. You know, they're all really good players for us and big parts of our team. But I think, you know, it also will be challenging if guys come back, because, you know, the way that guys have played in elevated roles, the consistency level that they've played with, I think that, you know, two areas of our game that have really gotten better and more consistent, you know, since all the changes have been made is we're playing a much, you know, we have a lot of speed in our lineup, so we're a faster team. I think from an offensive perspective, the guys are, you know, doing a good job off the rush in the skill areas. And then when you get in the offensive zone, when it comes to the hardness and the competitiveness of the battle areas, when you get in the offensive zone, that's something that I think has been a little bit hit or miss, but they're really working towards being more consistent in that area. So it'll be, you know, it'll be challenging. I mean, you guys are making a real statement for themselves as individuals and as a team. But I think that's a good problem to have, you know, when you have players returning to the lineup that are certainly impact players on your team, but you have guys in the lineup that have really made a case for themselves and have been competitive and producing and playing the right way and having good attitudes. It's challenging, but that's a good problem to have as a coach.
John, last thing for you here. I mean, we've talked to you a lot about Cody Glass throughout the year and the process that he's gone through to get to a point where you guys are relying on him pretty heavily. What have you made, I guess, of that progress? And have you seen enough from him this year that makes you think that he could be a good option as a top two centerman for you guys moving forward?
Yeah, you know, Cody's growth, he continues to take on that role of a top line center. And, you know, I think that there's been, the thing I really like about him, he's been very consistent. But there have been several games, you know, where maybe he's not physically at his best, or he kind of has a little bit of an off night, you know, because he's such an impact guy right now with his skating, and he plays multiple roles for us. He's, you know, basically playing, you know, with center and Duchesne. I think that line usually is getting the harder matchups or the better, the top two or top four D that we're playing against, and he's handled that really well. But if there is a slight off night where he's just been average, he's, you know, there's not two or three games in a row, and that's part of being a really good NHL player is being able to bounce back and have your A game most nights. But he doesn't really have like a C game. He has an A game or he has a B game. If he has a B game in a quick hurry in the next game or two, he's back to an A game. And I think that's a huge growth process for a young player to be able to have that consistency. And you know, the way that he's played thus far, and looking forward to him continuing down the stretch in some tough games and a tight playoff race, you know, he's really showing the signs that he's going to be a really good option as a top two line center. And I think also for him, he's going to continue to mature and get bigger and stronger. And you know, but right now he's showing the ability to do it, and that's all you need to do as a player is make the case for yourself, and he's certainly doing that.
Well, John, really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. As always, good luck tonight against Seattle, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Thanks.
Absolutely. You as well. Preds head coach John Hines with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Preds in action tonight, taking on the Seattle Kraken. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Coming up next, it's time for the Rob Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 7:45. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.